Title: Comping Ideas into Final Arrangements with Stock Devices Beginner. Alright, let's turn scattered drum and bass ideas into an actual arranged section that feels like a track. If you've ever had that moment where you're jamming and you get a perfect two-bar drum lick, or a bass fill that makes you pull the stank face and then you lose it in a mess of clips and half take, this lesson is the fix. We're going to use a simple comping workflow in Ableton Live, stock devices only, to capture multiple takes fast, pick the best moments, and build a clean 64 to 96 bar drum and bass arrangement. Think intro into build, drop 1, break, drop 2, classic, DJ friendly, and finishable. Before we touch anything, quick mindset shift. Comping is not make everything the craziest version. It's choose the best moments to support one clear idea. And that one clear idea is what I call the anchor. Step 0. Set up for DDMB speed and structure. Set your tempo to 172 to 176 BPM. If you want a default, go 174. Then in arrangement view, set your grid so edits are tight, fixed grid at 1/16. Now add locators early, because you need a skeleton to commit to. Put 1 at bar 1 called intro, bar 17 called build, bar 33 called drop 1, bar 65 called break, bar 81 called drop 2. You can adjust later, but this gives you rails to run on, and it stops the endless loop syndrome. Step 1. Build idea lanes. This is the comping mindset. Instead of one drum track and one bass track that you keep overwriting, you're going to create space for takes. Make a drums group. Inside it, have kick and snare, a break loop audio track, hats and tops, and maybe perk if you want. Then make a bass group with a bass synth MIDI track, and optionally a bass resample audio track for later. Then have music or Atmos and an FX group. Now here's the workflow trick that saves you later. Duplicate tracks for takes. Right-click a track, duplicate it, and name them like Bass Take A, Bass Take B, Bass Take C. Same with your break edits. You're basically giving yourself multiple lanes to try ideas without deleting anything. Extra coach tip. Do a little admin right now. It feels boring, but it makes you faster. Color code drums is one color family, bass is another. And consider prefixing track names like DR and B-Day. Also add two destination tracks, DR Keeper and BA Keeper. Those are where the final comp lives. The takes are just a buffet. The keeper is the plate. Step 2. Capture multiple takes fast. You want 3 to 6 takes of each key element, not 20, 3 to 6. Option A is session view scene jams, which is super beginner friendly and super vibe friendly. Make scenes name drop A, drop B, drop C. In each scene, use slightly different clips, maybe a different bass rhythm, an alternate snare fill, a different break slice. Then hit global record and launch scenes while you jam. Don't overthink. You're generating options. After a few minutes, hit tab and go back to arrangement view. Ableton has recorded your performance as arrangement data. Now you've got real material to pull from. Option B is arrangement loop recording, which is direct. Set a loop brace to 16 bars where your drop would be. Hit arrangement record. Record a take, maybe bass, automation, drum mutes, FX throws. Then duplicate the section and do another take with a different approach. Label them take A, B, C. Quick passes. No preciousness. Now step 3. Comp drums in small chunks. In drum and bass, micro variation is everything. That means you usually comp in 2-bar or 4-bar chunks for drums. If you try to comp whole 16-bar takes, you miss the magic. The one fill, the one ghost note pocket, the one break answer that makes it feel human. Here's the practical workflow. Pick a main drum lane. Maybe it's break edit A, or maybe it's your DR keeper if you already made one. Then listen through your other takes and hunt for moments. A better fill, a cleaner roll, a cooler break lick. When you find it, highlight the region you want, usually 2 bars. Split at the start and end using CMD or Control plus E. Copy that good segment and paste it into your keeper lane in the right spot. If you're comping audio, add tiny fades so you don't get clicks. Turn on show fades in arrangement. 2 to 8 milliseconds is often enough, especially on bass and breaks. Little fades are the difference between pro and why is this clicking. While you're comping, use a slash B listening properly so you don't get tricked. Loop the exact 2 bars you're deciding on. Solo the keeper, then solo the source take. Decide in 10 seconds, keep or revert. If you listen for a full minute, your ears adapt and suddenly everything seems fine, and you stop making decisions. 10 seconds. Commit. Once your drums are basically picked, throw on a simple stock drum bus chain on the drums group. This is not the final mix. This is just glue so the arrangement feels stable. Put EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz gently. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, not a canon. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, depending on taste. If you use boom, be careful. Keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 30%, and choose the frequency carefully. In DNB, low end is sacred, and if you need snap, add some transients, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Release on auto. Attack somewhere 3 to 10 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This should feel like tightening a basket, not flattening the drums. Step 4. Comp bass. Choose the best groove plus the best fills. For rolling DNB bass, think in rolls. You need a main groove that can hold for 8 bars without annoying you. Then 1 or 2 fill moments, usually at the end of bar 8, 16, or 32. And you often need a simpler break variation, like filtered or reduced rhythm. Pick a main bass take, like bass take B. Then split around the good moments using CMD or Control E. Maybe there's a fill in bar 8 on take C. Copy just that and paste it into the keeper at bar 8. Maybe there's a cool modulation in bars 31 to 32 on take A. That becomes your pre-drop tease or your end of phrase spice. When a section feels right, consolidate it. Select the region and hit seed MD or Control J. Consolidate is what turns chaos into something you can actually finish. If you leave everything as tiny clips, you'll get stuck editing forever. For basic bass control with stock devices, use this chain. EQ 8 first, low cut at 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it fights the snare body, try a tiny dip around 150 to 220 Hz. Then saturator. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the bass read on smaller speakers without making you crank the sub. Then a compressor with sidechain from the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of ducking when the kick hits. DNB note, sidechain is usually tighter than house. You don't want the bass to vanish. You want it to politely step aside and keep rolling. Extra pro tip for consistency. Consider a ghost kick sidechain. That means you make a muted kick track that triggers sidechain even when your actual kick drops out in the break or during edits. The groove stays controlled. Step 5. Turn your comps into an arrangement using 8-bar logic. DNB is loop-based, but it evolves through controlled variation. Minimum rule. Something changes every 8 bars. It can be tiny, but it needs to be intentional. Let's map a simple structure. Intro. 16 bars. Start with hats and a filtered break. No full drums yet. Bass is either absent or just a hint. Filtered, maybe a quiet pulse. Atmos does a lot of work here. Pads, noise, texture. Add a riser into the build. Stock tools. Auto filter on the break. Start low pass around maybe 4 to 8kHz and open it gradually. Reverb. Small room on hats. Longer on Atmos. Utility for quick gain staging. Build. 16 bars. Add a snare build that increases density. Every 2 bars. Then every bar. Then half bar. Add short bass stabs or sub pulses. Add a pre-drop impact. If you want grit on the snare build without third-party plugins, a tiny bit of Redux can do it. Light touch only. Drop 1. 32 bars. Now we're thinking in 4 phrases of 8 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Main groove. Clear and readable. Don't throw every trick here. This is where you let the anchor shine. Bars 9 to 16. Add 1 variation. Maybe a drum fill. Maybe a bass call and response. One main trick, not 4. Bars 17 to 24, remove something for tension. For example, drop hats for a bar or pull the break for half a bar. Negative space is powerful because it creates energy without more layers. Bars 25 to 32, biggest fill plus your best transition effects. This is where you earn the next section. Break, 16 bars. Drop the drums out or filter them. Bass is either gone or filtered with a reverb tail. Let Atmos or a vocal chop lead. Then do a filter sweep down and slam open into drop 2. Stock tools, echo on vocal chops, sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and then high pass the echo return so it doesn't cloud the low end. Auto filter sweep is your best friend. Drop 2, 32 bars. Same core groove as drop 1, but one headline change so it feels like the next chapter. Maybe a new tops counter rhythm, like an offbeat shaker, or more aggressive bass fills, or one simple hook sound every 2 bars. Keep it same track. Later chapter, not random new song. Extra arrangement cheat code. Energy automation with utility. On your drums group or music group. Automate utility gain by tiny moves. In the build, rise by half a dB to 1.5 dB over 8 bars. Then do a pre-drop dip, like minus 1 dB for 1 bar. Then snap back to 0 at the drop. These tiny moves read as intention, even if your mix isn't perfect yet. Step 6. Optional but powerful, commit with resampling. When your bass section is working, record it to auto. This makes comping even faster and opens up easy edits like reverses, fades, and slicing. Create an audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling. Solo the bass group and record 16 to 32 bars. Now, when you comp, you're working with audio slices. Add tiny fades on every split. And if a cut clicks or feels like it loses weight, move the edit point a few milliseconds earlier or later until it locks. Bass is super sensitive to phase and waveform cycles, so micro moves matter. If you want safer sub management with stock tools, you can split sub and mids using an audio effect rack. Chain A is SUB. EQ 8 low pass around 120 Hz, keep it clean. Chain B is mids. EQ 8 high pass around 120 Hz, then your saturation or movement effects. This way, when you paste fills and variations, the sub stays consistent. Step 7. File polish pass. Transitions and glue. Before you call it arranged, you need phrase markers. In DNB, transitions are what turn loops into a story. Every 8 or 16 bars, add at least one of these. An impact on phrase start, a riser or noise sweep into a fill, a quarter bar drum mute before a drop moment, or an echo throw on the last snare of an 8-bar phrase. You can create a simple one-knob riser with stock tools. Use operator with a noise oscillator, then auto-filter with a low pass. Map cutoff to a macro. Put reverb after, longer decay, then a touch of saturator. Record 1 8-bar automation pass of that cutoff macro. Now you've got a repeatable riser without hunting samples. Another workflow win. Resample effects tails. If you do a big reverb freeze or a huge echo spill, record it as audio, trim it, fade it, and keep it as an asset. Then you can reuse that tail anytime you need a transition. Finally, check headroom while arranging. Keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB. Don't fight loudness right now. Use utility to trim groups instead of pulling every single track fader down. The goal is clean, stable, and flexible. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you do this. 1. Comping at the wrong scale. This audio version is shortened for playback.